Hey, it's me, the girl you met on the train yesterday. I'm glad you decided to listen to this. I know when you give someone your number, you're probably expecting a simple text or call, not an audio like this, so thanks for hearing me out. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm really, really happy you gave me your phone number. I've seen you on the train pretty much every day going to work, but it took me weeks to actually decide to talk to you. You're always alone, sitting with your headphones in, so it was a bit hard to approach you. What finally gave me the courage was... how do I say this? Well, I don't know if you remember, but I actually spoke to you once before, last week. The train was crowded, but the seat next to you was open. You had your headphones in, so I don't even know if you heard me ask if I could sit there, but you didn't object when I did. And since the train was crowded, I was pressed up against you. I thought my heart was going to beat out of my chest. But you didn't push away. You even smiled at me when I got off. So I thought maybe I did have a chance with you. And there was one other thing that day as well. Since we were so close, even with how loud the train was, I could hear what you were listening to. I could hear the moans and the dirty words coming from your headphones. And I could see that even though you were trying to hide it, that they were getting you really hot and bothered. Please don't freak out when you hear this. I don't have anything against erotic audio. In fact, it's actually the opposite. But I was just so surprised to hear someone listening to it on the train. Especially when I heard just what it was you were listening to. Or rather, who it was you were listening to. You see, I recognize that audio, and I wonder, do you recognize my voice? Do you recognize me? Did you ever dream that the girl you gave your number to was the one you've been listening to? Oh my goodness. I never thought I'd actually meet someone who listens to my audios in real life. And someone who I was already interested in, too. That's why I decided to send you this, instead of just calling. I wanted to give you a special audio just for you. Since I know you enjoy listening to me, I wanted to give you something more to enjoy. So, just close your eyes, lie back and listen. And if you're alone, I want you to get comfortable. Because I'm going to make you come so hard. I'm going to tell you just how to touch yourself and how to imagine me touching you. And if you're not alone... well, I already know you like to listen in public, so listen and enjoy the thrill of knowing that anyone could overhear what you're listening to, just like I did. Now then, make sure you're completely relaxed. Breathe deeply as you hear my voice in your ear. Let my voice fill up your mind. Don't worry about anything else right now. Just focus on me. Good boy. Now, feel my hands running through your hair. Do you like that? Feel my breath on your neck. Feel my lips press against your ear. Feel me as I kiss your throat. Now I'm gonna rub your shoulders. Relax, baby. Relax into my touch. Let all your worries slip away. When you're listening to me, you can let go of everything. There. Are you feeling relaxed now? Good. Because now I want to run my hands down your chest, rubbing over your bare skin. I love the way your breath catches when I touch you. Oh, I love knowing that all it takes is my voice to turn you into a horny, needy mess like this. And feel my fingers going lower, getting closer and closer. Oh, to the place where you're already getting so hard in anticipation. But I'm not gonna touch you. Not yet. No. You're gonna touch yourself. Are you ready? Not yet. Okay, now. Go ahead. But start slow. Give yourself a little tease. Remember, do exactly what I'm saying and nothing more. Just trace your fingers around the head of your cock. Just enough to tease yourself. I know it's hard when you hear my voice and you're already so worked up, but I want you to go slow. Tease your cock for me. It's gonna feel so much better when you do it this way. When you finally get to come. Let's do it a little bit more now. I want you to stroke your cock. Grab it and stroke it up and down, but not too quickly. Nice and slow. Yeah. The same pace as my words drifting through your ears. That feels good, doesn't it? Ah, make it feel good. No one knows your body better than you do. No one knows all the ways to make you feel the most pleasure. Just do what makes you feel best. Ah, nice and slow. Pleasure yourself in all the ways you love. As the voice you love whispers into your mind. Oh, yeah, baby. Keep going. Not so fast. Yeah, not yet. Okay. A little faster now. Just a little. Start to build up speed. Wind yourself up, baby. Yes, just like that. Now, imagine it's my hand that's touching you that way. Imagine that I'm the one touching you that intimately. It's my touch that's gonna make you come, just like it's my voice that drives you wild. Don't hold back your voice anymore. Let out all your moans. Let me hear you calling out in pleasure. Let me hear you whine and beg for release. Let me hear you give yourself completely over to the pleasure. I want to see you move for me, baby. I want to feel every tremble and shudder of your body as you lose yourself in my touch. Oh, yeah. It's so hot seeing you like this. Show me more, baby. Show me how good I make you feel. Moan. Moan for me. Let it out. Drive yourself right over the edge. Oh, yeah, work it. Work that cock for me, baby. Faster. Yes. Yes, baby. Yes. Let me see you come. Let me see you shoot out. I want to see it now. Shoot it out for me, baby. Make it come out. Give it to me. Give me your cum now. Yes. Oh gosh, yes. Oh yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. Just look at you. You're a mess. So lost in that pleasure. Completely overcome by my voice. It's just so fucking hot to know that my voice did that. That my voice always does that to you. Well, that's it. My special audio for you. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're still listening, I guess that means you're still interested in meeting up. So, give me a call to set up a time. I'd really love to be more than just a voice in your ear.